This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIU President Randy Dunn spent some time before a Senate panel yesterday, and today he's with us. As we talk about the budgeting process, the university has to go before appropriations committees in both the House and the Senate.
That's right.
Yesterday was the Senate's turn.
Yes.
I wonder how you think things went and how you expect funding to shake out this year.
You know, I think we all were actually pretty pleased with how the appearance for SIU went in front of the Senate Appropriations 2 Committee. How's that for a name? We spent, I guess, about an hour in front of the committee. Essentially, in appropriations testimony, you're making a case for the budget request, justifying the use of those state funds, if you're fortunate enough to receive those, talking about how you steward those monies, what the plans are for them, et cetera. And, of course, a lot of the story for us is talking about, as it is with the other public institutions, talking about how we're trying to still climb out of that two-year budget impasse that we had here in the state of Illinois. And show kind of the growth back from that and getting to some normalcy in terms of overall operations and financial stability. And I think we were able to answer the questions pretty clearly. We had all three campus CEOs present to answer questions for their particular institutions. And on the whole, I think we handled ourselves appropriately and well, gave responses that were fairly meaningful and detailed, and came out of there, I think, with a pretty good sense that the committee was pleased with the leadership that had been provided overall at the campuses and for the system.
One of the hurdles that some of the other schools aren't having to deal with is legislation that would separate them from each other. SIU is one of two systems, of course, in the state. There's a bill that's moving that would separate the SIU Carbondale and SIU Edwardsville campus. I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the questioning from Senator Chapin Rose.
Sure.
He wanted to know about, and we need to clarify a story that was running here on WSIU, costs that would be associated with separating those two schools.
That's right. That's right. Well, there's an old saw that certainly held true yesterday, and that is whenever you go in front of an appropriations committee, you have to remember that they can ask about anything. They may not just focus on budget questions. Anything is fair game when you go in front of a legislative committee, and that was certainly the case yesterday. And we didn't have a lot of focus, I would say, during the appropriations testimony on the three bills that are out there. But certainly, as you point out, Senator Rose did jump in and want to have some discussion on that. Yeah, the thing that I would point out about his question was it was specific to administrative costs. So I wouldn't want it to be communicated that there are no costs if, in fact, this bill would move forward that dissolves the system. There would be wind-down costs, particularly we'd have to look at how we handle bonds and things like that, but those would be one-time costs. Administrative costs, I think, would be lesser because you're looking at system administrators, and I am in that group, obviously, that you would not be paying for going forward if each of the campuses had their own board. So at the system level, you're looking at my position, two vice presidents, some staff that are there doing certain things, whether it's regional outreach or other purposes, and of course there's administrative assistance with most of those positions. So you would not need those positions. Those roles would not be filled. Now, there would be some costs that the campuses would absorb in shared services. For instance, all the legal staff is assigned to the system. Well, you would have those move out to the campus level, and each of the campuses would have to pick up two or three attorneys, but they're paying for those on a shared service basis anyway. Same thing with audit and insurance, that type of thing. But as far as senior level administrative costs, you're not going to duplicate that at the campuses. Ostensibly, as we had indicated in a public statement after the bills were filed, ostensibly what you would have would be the current campus chancellors that would transition into an interim president role until these new boards were named, and then those boards decide what they want to do for leadership.
It remains to be seen what's going to happen with this bill.
Yes.
It's gone before a committee in the Illinois House, and it still has, I think, some work to do before it moves on from there. But this is not the first time this issue has come up.
No.
before the administration and the board has taken an active role in opposing that legislation.
Yes.
This time the board and your administration is neutral. Why?
Well, the board has really taken no position on this because the bills were filed subsequent to the last board meeting. The board, on a matter of this import, where SIU is the subject of the bill, the board itself would need to come together if it wants to take a position and make that clear to us. And I've communicated that to the trustees in my back and forth to keep them updated on the progress of the bills. I don't know where the board would be on such a question. I don't think it's unreasonable to think that, you know, for those who have kind of followed the board of late, it could be a 4-4 split in terms of being pro or con on those bills. So until there is this direction officially given on the part of the board, the thinking on our part was it was probably best to take this neutral position. Now, if they would wish to come together, no one board member can instruct that. So if they would wish to come together, vote on a position, give us that, then we would work the position assigned. Until then, we think it makes the most sense to just remain neutral and be there for technical assistance, provide data, and answer questions.
As with so many other things, a lot of moving parts involved
here.
Yes. SIU President Randy Dunn, thank you for your
time. Thank you.